From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's order temporarily blocking President Trump's ban on travel to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, Mr. Trump on Saturday hurled fresh criticism at the federal judge, saying in a tweet, "The judge's ruling is, in his words, ridiculous," and he vowed to have it overturned. Meantime, at this hour, police are monitoring demonstrators near President Trump's Palm Beach, Florida resort, where he is spending the weekend.
The ban is just counterproductive. It makes the rest of the world hate us, and it is a recruiting tool for ISIS.
It's hard to pick one thing that people are upset about. I feel like our rights are under attack from all angles. It seems like a shock and awe campaign designed to dishearten us, but we're not going to be disheartened. And we feel like Donald Trump does not deserve a vacation here. We don't get a vacation from the attack on our rights, the attack on our liberties, the attack on our lives.
Demonstrations were held in several other U.S. cities, including here in Washington. An official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the country and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Tehran conducted missile and radar exercises Saturday, with drills coming a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for ballistic missile tests it conducted last week. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. was not contemplating raising the number of U.S. troops in the Middle East for the moment to respond to what he called Iran's misbehavior. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.